This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli warns against promoting anarchy in the country, saying divisive politics and activities will not be tolerated. Second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, starting from today. And Israel's allies have condemned a vote by the Israeli parliament banning the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency from working within the country. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has warned against promoting anarchy in the country. Addressing the passing out ceremony of the Armed Police Force Inspector Basic Training today, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that such disruptive activities would not be tolerated. The Prime Minister said various attempts were being made to divide Nepali hearts and minds and create chaos and communal hatred, adding the government would not allow these activities to flourish. The Prime Minister commended the Armed Police Force for their role in maintaining peace and security, especially in border areas. He also assured the force of the government support in enhancing their capabilities and improving their working conditions. Among the dignitaries present at the ceremony were Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, the Prime Minister's chief advisor, and the chiefs of the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force. A total of 45 trainees completed the basic training and are now ready to serve in various capacities. Tihar, the second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, is beginning today. Also known as Yama Panchak, the festival is observed for 5 days. Though the first day of Yama Panchak is today, Kak Tihar, or worshipping of Kak crows as messengers, is tomorrow. The Kak Tihar is followed by Kukur Tihar, which will be observed by worshipping dogs. The third day is Gai Tihar and Lakshmi Puja, which is celebrated worshipping cows and Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. The fourth day of Tihar is known as Guru Puja, worship of ox, while the fifth and the final day is Bhai Tika, the day when brothers receive Tika and blessings from their sisters. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ramnath Adhikari, has emphasized the need for innovative thinking to improve the living standards of the poor and marginalized. During his inspection of the Directorate of Agricultural Research in Khajura of Banke District, Minister Adhikari stressed the necessity of working closely with farmers to increase production. Minister Adhikari urged agricultural scientists and technicians to focus on identifying new disease and problems and said their research was vital for advancing agricultural development and enhancing the livelihoods of farmers. Likewise, Minister Adhikari mentioned ongoing efforts to address numerous issues in agricultural development and reported that the Nepal Agricultural Research Council, NARC, was working swiftly to manage its problem, including a shortage of manpower. The ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Michel bin Mohammed Ali Ansari, yesterday paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Dewa at her office in Singhadarbar. During the meeting, they discussed various issues of mutual interest between the two countries. Qatar is a significant destination for Nepali migrant workers, with an estimated 400,000 Nepalese currently employed there. Remittances from Nepali workers in Qatar contribute significantly to Nepal's economy. The government is advancing relief and rehabilitation efforts for those affected by recent natural disasters. Following heavy rains in the country, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has identified affected individuals and managed necessary budgets for the relief and rehabilitation. 71 municipalities have been declared disaster-stricken, and a relief package has been announced, categorizing them into 3 tiers. Local units in the first tier will receive 10 million rupees. The second tier will receive 7.5 million rupees, and the third tier will receive 5 million rupees. The authority has allocated 430 million rupees for rehabilitation efforts, including immediate management of search and rescue and restoration of damaged buildings. Additionally, international humanitarian aid is being coordinated with the Nepal Red Cross. Preliminary estimates report 250 deaths with 18 individuals still missing and over 1,200 homes damaged. The total damage is estimated at 46 billion rupees. The authority has also initiated a process to provide 50,000 rupees each for constructing temporary housing. The price of gold set a new record in the domestic market today. According to the Federation of Nepal Gold and Silver Dealers Association, the price of gold has increased by 1,500 rupees per tola and has reached 168,500 rupees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israel's allies have condemned a vote by the Israeli parliament banning the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency from working within the country. The laws, to come into effect within 3 months, essentially bar agency from operating in Israel and annexed East Jerusalem and severely curtail its ability to work in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said they have continued to urge the government of Israel to pause the implementation of this legislation. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the refugee agency was indispensable and the ban would have devastating consequences for the Palestinians. Israel has alleged that some agency employees were involved in the October 7 attacks. The UN held an investigation and fired 9 staff members. Meanwhile, at least 60 people have been killed in Israeli attacks on Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. Officials said 2 children were among those killed in strikes which targeted 16 areas in the Baalbek region. The ministry said 58 people were wounded, adding rescue efforts were still underway in the valley, which is a Hezbollah stronghold. The Israeli military has not yet commented. The first Global Corporate Social Responsibility CSR Forum is underway in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is holding the Global CSR Forum to promote corporate social responsibility, according to the organizers. The event, held under the patronage of the Saudi King, aims to foster dialogue and collaboration between public and private sector entities to drive sustainable development. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of Kosi province and hilly regions of the rest of the country. With this, we have come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli warns against promoting anarchy in the country, saying divisive politics and activities would not be tolerated. Second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, starting from today. And Israel's allies have condemned a vote by the Israeli parliament banning the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency from working within the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.